Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office. On behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 4th of March. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High, Dogger, 1030, expected Germany, 1029 by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Terra, westerly 4 or 5, backing southerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain in north, good, occasionally moderate. South Terra, 40s, westerly backing southerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in 40s, fair, good. Cromarty, 4th Tyne, Dogger, south 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Cromarty, mainly fair, good. Fisher, German Bight, west 3 to 5 at first in Fisher, otherwise variable, becoming south later 2 to 4, fog patches in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in east. Humber, Thames, Dover, northeast veering southeast 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, east veering southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, northerly backing northwesterly later 4 to 6, but variable 2 to 4 in far southeast. Thundery showers in south, rain later in northwest, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in south. Fitzroy, Seoul, variable 2 to 4 at first in North Fitzroy and Seoul, otherwise cyclonic, becoming northwesterly later in west 4 to 6. Rain later in west, good, occasionally poor later in west. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southeast 3 to 5, veering south 4 to 6, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, south veering northwest later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, south veering northwest later in Rockall 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first, except in Malin. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, south 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwest backing south 5 to 7, showers, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in southeast Iceland, becoming cyclonic, mainly southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, winter showers later in southeast Iceland. Good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south by east 5, 9 miles, 1024, now rising. Stornoway, south-southwest 4, 14 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 6, 8 miles, 1023, now falling. Wick Automatic, southwest by south 2, 12 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south-southwest 3, 14 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Lucas, west by south 2, 13 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Boomer, southwest 2, 7 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Bridlington, southeast 3, 1029, falling slowly. Sendetti, light vessel automatic. Northeast 4, 2 miles, 1027. Greenwich light vessel automatic, northeast by east 5, 2 miles, 1026. St. Catherine's Point automatic, east northeast 4, 1026, now rising. Jazzy, east by north 4, 5 miles, 1024, steady. Channel light vessel automatic, east, 5, 1025. Silly automatic, east by south, 4, missed, 1.5 miles, 1023, steady. Milford Haven, southeast by east, 4, 6 miles, 1025, now falling. Aberporth, southeast, 3, recent rain, 7 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Valley, southeast, 2, 11 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast, 3, 8 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Valencia, southeast, 2, 22 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast by east, 3, 12 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Malinhead, southwest by west, 2, 22 miles, 1024, now rising. Macrihanish Automatic, southeast by east, 4, 15 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday, the 3rd of March. General situation, high pressure centred over the North Sea will slowly drift eastwards towards Germany during the period. Many areas will see dry and fine weather, however. Strong winds and showers are expected in the north on Wednesday, before rain and strong winds then push into western areas on Thursday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly, backing southerly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times in east, showers for a time. Good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times later near Rattray Head. Showers for a time. Good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South, backing southeast later 4 or 5, mainly fair. Good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Easterly at first in south, otherwise southeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times later in north, mainly fair. Good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northeasterly 3 to 5, veering easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, mainly fair. Good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Salsabil, easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly later 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, mainly fair. Good, occasionally moderate. Salsabil to Lyme Regis, east veering northeast later 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east veering southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, easterly veering southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, near St. David's Head. Fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. South or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, then increasing 6 at times later, except in Cardigan Bay. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, easterly 3 or 4, veering southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times later in north, rain or showers at first in north, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, southeast 4 or 5, increasing south or southeast 5 or 6 later, mainly fair, good. Loch Fall to Carlingford Loch, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north, fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times later in the North Channel. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south or southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times, showers at first, rain later, good occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, in north and later in south, fair, then showers, rain later, good occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles, southwest backing south later 4 to 6, showers later, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us here at BBC Radio 4 for tonight. In a moment, we'll join the BBC World Service. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Janet Jalil. The Trump administration makes its case for the war in Iran to Congress, but Democrats say the constantly shifting explanations have alarmed them.
His administration can't explain the reasons we did it. I left the intelligence briefing more concerned than reassured.
In an attempt to curb surging oil and gas prices, President Trump says the U.S. Navy will, if necessary, escort oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz, which Iran has blocked. Israel launches a fresh round of strikes on Tehran as residents flee.
Of course, police stations and law enforcement bases were targeted, but many also residential places are hit. It seems like a Gaza in some places.
In other news, the U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick volunteers to testify to lawmakers about his links to Jeffrey Epstein, and a sinkhole on a golf course reveals a long-lost wine cellar. That's after this bulletin.
BBC News with Danielle Yawovietska. The United States says it's struck nearly 2,000 targets in Iran since launching its joint bombing campaign with Israel. The US Central Command says it severely damaged Iran's aerial defense system and sunk 17 Iranian Navy vessels. A video statement by Admiral Brad Cooper said 50,000 American troops were involved.
We have severely degraded Iran's air defenses and destroyed hundreds of Iran's ballistic missiles, launchers, and drones. And in simple terms, we're focused on shooting all the things that can shoot at us. Our B-2 bombers and B-1 bombers have executed uncontested surgical strikes against multiple missile facilities deep inside Iran. And then just last night, a B-52 bomber force struck ballistic missile in command and control posts.
The statement came as Israel began a fresh wave of airstrikes. The IDF said it was targeting launch sites and defense systems. The Israeli military says its fighter jets have struck an underground nuclear